I'm going to talk about secure internet live conferencing, and Wikipedia defines SILC as SILC is a network protocol which provides secure synchronous conferencing services over the internet. Keep it put simply, it's basically equated to a very, very securely implemented version of IRC, and it also includes a lot of the features of Jabber and Instant Messenger. Has all the regular stuff like group chat and instant messages and file transfers, but it also has extras like audio and video streaming, SILC server networking, and complete encryption of all communications. In SILC, it is entirely impossible to send plain text or unencrypted messages. What this means is that server-to-server, client-to-server, and client-to-client communications are all encrypted with the logarithm that is offered by the server that they are on and the encryption keys that are pre-generated by the clients and the server administrators. And it is entirely impossible to turn off the security features of SILC, and it is entirely impossible to connect without an encryption key or even start your server without an encryption key. In SILC, there is a network topology that is basically like this. If you install your own SILC server, you need to first create what they call a SILC router, and under that you create your server. And what the router does is it allows other SILC servers to route their traffic to your server. And all those external SILC servers are connected to their own SILC routers that are connected to other servers, and then on and then on. And if you wanted to, you could probably connect every SILC server on the internet to one giant network. And the benefit of this network topology is that you can increase the amount of communications being sent, and you will not lose scalability or bog down any specific single server. And this decentralizes the entire network, and if one server goes down, you can still connect to another server, provided that is actually being routed to by another server. So you're providing security over the SILC protocol, as well as obscurity of actually where each server actually is. So I've been running my own SILC server in standalone mode for the past 3 weeks, and it uses less system resources than IRC or Jabber servers. But I don't like it that there aren't any chat services like the ones used in IRC. The other thing I notice is that SILC does not have a lot of different clients available. But if you're using a GUI, you can use Pigeon and the SILC plugin that is available. And the SILC project offers a command line client that is officially supported, and it's basically just IRC plus the SILC plugin. Both of them work flawlessly. Aside from the clients and the SILC server itself, there is also a toolkit available that you can download and program anything you can think of that will interface with the SILC protocol. You can program for your SILC client or a plugin, or you can program more functionality into the SILC server. You can program network services and server services. You just have to know a little bit of C programming and how to use a compiler. The SILC Toolkit is a software development toolkit, and it provides full protocol implementation for application developers to make new SILC clients. It allows people to integrate their own services into their own SILC servers, or provide a API to program more functionality into their own SILC clients that are already made and released. So what they can do is create more plugins, like the one for Pigeon, but with more functionality. The SILC toolkit can be used for the GUI and for the command line, and it supports multi-threaded applications. It's pretty much very useful, especially since there's not many services available for SILC servers. I'm using it to make a bot, which also has a lot of functionality that is provided, as is in IRC, for channel services and such, and it's going to help to manage my own server. If you're interested in finding out more about SILC, You can go to the silknet.org website, which is a Silk project site, and you can download their client or the Pigeon plugin. You can also download the server source and the toolkit source. You can check out what servers are available to connect to on the Silk network. There's an entire community. And the thing that I liked the most was that they had quite a bit of documentation on software manuals, white papers, specifications of the protocol. And if you have any other questions, you can check the frequently asked questions on the silknet.org site. If you'd like to play with Silk, but you don't really want to connect to one of the official servers, you can check out the link to my website in the show notes and connect to my Silk server. There's probably nobody on it, but you can still check out Silk. And if you want to read out more about what Silk is, there's a Wikipedia entry put into the show notes as well. And that's pretty much all I got. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.